Welcome to Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, or weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today we're talking about how to give you some new, this is the new Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy new salad ideas. You know, we eat salads a lot, right, Lee?
All the time.
All the time. But they can become a little bit boring.
What?
Yes, they
for
can get boring.
People.
Some people, they get into that rut of making salads with the regular lettuce, some carrots, and some tomatoes. I don't know. Is there a certain kind of law that says you have to have a salad with those three things and it's got to start off?
No, that's wrong.
It's wrong.
It's the iceberg lettuce lobby that started this.
Your conspiracy theory again. So again, you can start off with the grilled roasted vegetable salad. You can grill stuff like zucchinis, asparagus, onions, peppers. No mushrooms for the fat guy, but Dr. Fitness likes them. A little bit of eggplant. And what you can do is serve it on a bed of lettuce with some balsamic vinaigrette. You can throw some seeds on there, some sliced almonds. Make it a little bit juicy there. You know, instead of just roasting them, you can add a little bit of flavor. How about juicing up a salad by making a little bit of Mexican? Throwing some black beans in there, some corn.
I like Doritos.
You could chop up some Doritos and throw them in there as well, or some whole grain tortilla chips, and even a little bit of avocado there, and make yourself a nice little salad. How about a little Caribbean salad, Lee? How about you ever done a little Caribbean action?
All the time.
And what you can do is you can take a little bit of chunks of pineapples or mangoes or some tropical fruits, use like a teriyaki lime dressing, and put that in a salad as well. What about a little Asian salad? A little bit of the water chestnuts, the baby corns. I love those baby corns. You ever see those?
I can't say them.
Oh, I love those. I love those. Some edamame, some pea pods, a little bit of tofu, and you can throw in some of those chow mein noodles and also some toasted sesame seeds, and add a little chopped peanuts as well to make it a little bit more Asian. And the Thai salad, you can also do a little
Jack like Thai.
You can also do a little peanut sauce. On your dressing, on your salad,
a little
you can do
soy,
something like
ginger.
That. How about a Greek? But going a little Greek, and you can mix and match these things. This is not just you can do
it's
one
not
of these salads
one or the other.
But these are the things you want to make sure you keep.
It's like going to Epcot. That's what it reminds me.
That's exactly like it. And also, you want to add some Kalamata olives, some chickpeas, some artichokes, some red, green bell peppers are also good things to add to make your salad. Give it a little bit of that Greek flavor to it. Some hummus. And also, how about a little curry salad? How about a little bit of curry powder with a little bit of honey and agave nectar? Add that to some chopped walnuts and pecans, some red onions, some strawberries. Have you thought of that as your salad?
People don't put fruit in salads.
I know, it's a shame, but they need to mix them. They're really good, especially little the cranberries.
Oh, yeah.
Those are one cranberry raisins.
Yeah, good choice. Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy, your source for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.